2024 hearing back to order. I am hearing officer Ron Bohannon. I am rehearing the case number three because I was the original hearing officer and based on the hearing two weeks ago, was going to open this up for additional findings of fact and rehearing. Staff, is there any opening considerations before I start this case?
Yes, this is Matthew Montoya, Assistant City Attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Montoya. There.
Earlier today, earlier in the meeting, there was an intrusion by an individual who was performing obscene acts on camera and so disrupted the hearing. And so it had to be locked out, reconvened. And it appears as though some individuals that are interested in this hearing were not able to reconnect. And couldn't get back in, and so they sent an email saying that they contest this particular meeting. And there are a few options to address it if you wish.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Montoya. Would you please go through those options?
Certainly. The option is continue as scheduled, although they're it's not clear who and how many people are unable to connect, so that could be a concern. The other option is to recess and reconvene this particular matter for a future date in accordance with the Open Meetings Act notice requirements. I believe that would be the most certain method. To ensure that everyone who wishes to be able to attend an open meeting does so.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I believe at the beginning of the hearing, if you could check, Mr. Campbell had gone through the normal protocol, which was if there was a disruption, that the meeting would be reconvened at 1 o'clock, if my memory serves me correctly. Is that an option as well?
I believe so, if it was in the initial notice, which I believe is, I would need staff to inform me on that one.
So while staff's looking at that, the issue then becomes is whether or not the folks that contested the hearing would have ample notice to get heard at 1 o'clock. And
Correct.
do we have those individuals? And are they probably aren't in the audience right now.
Believe there's this is Matthew Montoya. I believe there is a email from a Mr. David Neal who expressed the desire to contest the meeting. And in that email, Mr. Neal attested that several all neighbors can't get into the meeting.
Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Neal, I see you in the audience. Could you unmute? I'm going to swear you into the re swear you in so your testimony is on the record as well. Would you state your name and address for the record? You're on mute. Still on mute.
David Neal, 9500 Signal Avenue. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mr. Neal, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mr. Neal, you're here and you were one that contested the original because of the disruption. Are there other members of your association or neighbors that are not able to attend at 1 o'clock today?
I don't know anything about being able to attend at 1 o'clock, but I do have two other neighbors' names I know have tried to get in and they were unable. One is a Marlene Stoughton, and the other one is a Eva Nasse.
And are you, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon, are you in contact with them? And did you hear that if a disruption occurred in this morning's hearing, that it would be reconvened in the afternoon?
No, I did not hear that. I've just been trying to get in, and I did not hear that information.
Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Sure.
And what I'm sorry, Mr. Neal, one follow-up question. If we were to reconvene this in 2 weeks, then do you believe the neighbors would have ample notice of that rehearing?
Yes, I do.
And that would be via the website at the city's website.
Yes.
Let me hear from the applicant. Oh, wait a minute. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hands up.
Mr. Bohannon, I just wanted to confirm that we did notice an EVA Chi, I believe it was, in the waiting room. And what we had done, which now legal is advising us wasn't correct per the Open Meetings Act, is we had sent a chat message to the waiting room informing the persons, before we can permit you to attend the hearing, please confirm what case you are attending and call Angela Gomez at her number to confirm the case. And so I do know that the name Eva was one that we disallowed into the room. We were just trying to handle this the best way we knew how to keep the hearing moving. But I'm aware of maybe three or four names that came up that were sent this message in the waiting room. And Ms. Gomez, did you ever get a phone call from anyone?
And Ms.
I got
Gomez.
one. I did get one phone call from a Mr. Will Tsai, and I did explain to him that we had had a compromised situation in the morning, that we could let him in as soon as this project number did come up on the docket, and he said that he would rejoin the meeting. He was the only person that called me.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, would you unmute, turn your camera on. Let me swear you into for the record.
Yes.
Mr. Hensley, would you state your name and address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Brandon Road, Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Mr. Hensley, we also had an email in the record that I reviewed last night where one of the neighbors couldn't attend. And I believe there was supplemental information that you had supplied Monday that still had some questions on it concerning the wall heights that I saw, that I see in the staff comments as well. I know you really want to move this forward. It's been a trial and to do that, but I'm leaning towards moving this to the February 7th meeting. Let me ask the owner, Mr. Adil Rizzi, if you would unmute and let me swear you in for the record. You're muted. Would you state
Good
your
morning. Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, this is Adil Rizvi 75. I do.
No, so I'm sorry, state your name, name and address for the record.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I could. You broke up, so just state your name and address for the record.
Adil Rizvi 7515, Treviso Northeast,
And do
87113.
you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Mr. Rizzi, my understanding is that you have a time-sensitive contract on this project. Would a February 7th hearing date compromise that contract date?
It would, Mr. Hearing Officer, and then we'll have to just contact the seller and see if he will be willing to give us the extension. So that's where we stand. I think the issue today is only regarding the walls. And I think that's all we need to try to address and come to a conclusion. And I don't think even if we have an extension for another 2 weeks, I believe the only issue that should be discussed are the walls and if we are in compliance or if we're not. But if this plat is approved today, I think with the notice of decision, Ms. Wolfley can write to us that all the walls will have to be in compliance with the IDO. And I think any other matter besides that should not be discussed in this because we have already discussed it over and over and over again.
This is here, Officer Bohannon. So you have a valid contract on this property that gives you control on the property today?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you've provided that to staff?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Easy, I'm really going to hate to do this to you, but if we don't give the public the adequate notice provisions, you're going to end up with an appeal anyway. So I would rather err, and that's the fact that we had a compromised meeting, which was the first time that I've seen that ever happen. Is just an automatic appeal. It's just an automatic appeal, and I apologize. But I think in this matter, let me get to the right one. I think I'm going to go ahead and move this to the hearing of February 7th. We'll put this on the first agenda. Mr. Montoya, I think just one last question is the fact that we don't have the folks, we have several folks that have been identified and aren't on in the agenda, that would give them a standing to be able to appeal this hearing if we move forward.
I believe it, an argument could be made that it is an Open Meetings Act violation, which I would not be comfortable recommending to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Montoya. Staff, I'm going to do this. In the matter of PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-00147, rehearing of a preliminary plat, the group Ron Hensley Agents for Design Development Group, LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5, Block 16, Track 3, North Albuquerque Acres, Zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue, Northeast Ventura, between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres, due to a breach in protocol at the hearing, and that all of the members of public who had been notified were not able to attend. I'm going to set this meeting for February 7th at 9 o'clock. And staff, if you could make this the first agenda item, I'd appreciate it. Okay, Mr. Hensley or Mr. Rizzi, do you have any questions? And again, my sincere apologies to the process, but it's just inevitable to do it this way. Okay. Staff?
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
If I could just clarify one thing. Mr. Rizzi stated in his testimony that staff had a copy of the real estate contract, and the copy that I was able to locate in the file expired July 31st, 2023. If you could provide us with an updated real estate contract to show the property owner's agreement for you to proceed in the actions that of this subdivision, we would appreciate that. And that won't be needed in order for us to proceed on February 7th.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Rizzi, is that doable, or a copy of an agent authorization letter empowering Mr. Hensley to act?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. We do have a valid contract, and I believe I had given it to Jay, but I will be happy to provide that again.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. And since this is not a final action, I don't believe it's appealable. We'd have to wait until February 7th. So, Mr. Hensley, for the chat, we understand that you're thinking this is a violation of the rules, but it's actually a violation of the, if we proceeded, it would be a violation of the Open Meetings Act. And so that's going to be much more of an issue than not having this hearing today. Mr. Rodenbeck?
Hi, I just want to put on the record that preliminary plats are now appealable per the July 27, 2023 IDO updates. This application was accepted August 3rd. After that that latest IDO revision took effect. So this preliminary plat is appealable.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That is correct, but we do need a final decision Okay, with that, staff, is there any other business for today? Seeing none, I will adjourn the meeting and thank everybody for attending, and hopefully we will not have any more protocol issues moving forward.